This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Melinda Rich, our president, has asked for some time on the show today. This segment now, we're going to speak about Radiothon. And, of course, Radiothon is the main fundraising event that Joy has. It's most important in its financial calendar. And, Mel, welcome.
And thank it's you. An annual event, of course.
And an annual event, isn't it? Yes. And as we come up to celebrate 25 years of Joy. Mel.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me some time this morning. Can't reiterate enough how important Radiothon is for us. It's an iconic event that we have every year. To put it very bluntly, we raise about a third of our income every year from Radiothon, so it's a really important engagement and activity for us with our members and our listeners. CEO's given me some permission to sort of give a bit of a taste of what's going to come in Radiothon this year. So our theme this year is, probably not surprisingly, 25 years proud, because we do turn 25 this year in December.
That's a very positive headline, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year was, a bit more of an overt sort of political message, because we had the marriage equality campaign on the horizon. But this year we really wanted to celebrate how long Joy has been around, reflect on that, respect our heritage, but also look to the future and really think about the next 25 years as well. We've got a really big target this year. So last year we raised, I think it was about $303,000 during the Radiothon period.
That's pretty good effort.
Yep, very good effort. And this year our target is $350,000.
Oh, you're giving yourself a stretch.
Yep. You got to raise the bar, I reckon. Aspire to better things as you go through your life. That's a big number, but I think last year proved that we can, with focus, and with everyone contributing around a really great campaign, we can do that.
So when is Radiothon? When does it start? How long does it go for?
Yeah, so we've sort of taken a slightly different approach with Radiothon in the last couple of years, sort of run it over a longer period. So we are running Radiothon again through May and June, so over that sort of 6 to 8 week period. And in May, we're going to be focusing on driving memberships. And in June, we're sort of going to be focusing on driving donations. But, you know, obviously feel free to do either or through the whole campaign, everyone who's listening. Some feedback that we had from volleys last year was around sort of a bit of fatigue sort of setting in because of that quite long sort of period. So we will be running it for that 6 to 8 weeks, but during each month we're going to have a really sort of focused on-air week where, you know, there's a really big sort of solid push. Everyone can sort of use that as a clarion call to get the messages out there. So for the membership drive month of May, we're going to have our on-air week the week of the 18th of May through to the 25th. And for the donation drive month, which is June, we're going to sort of be focusing around that iconic event that we have every year, which is our Dollar for Dollar Hour of Power.
Oh, yes.
And at the moment, we're looking at having that on Monday, the 25th of June, which...
Oh, it's the day before my birthday.
Oh, fantastic. And it I think the 25th is quite good, right? Because it's 25 years of Joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a significant birthday for you, Macca.
Yes.
Ooh. He doesn't know what to say.
I become eligible for a seniors card.
Wow.
Oh. Mm. Which gives me half price public transport on weekends, which would be a great...
Which you never use.
Which would be a great...
Can I have your card, Macca?
You can. So, the membership drive is going to start on the 1st of May, and that runs right through to the 31st. And this is important because membership isn't just an indication of your support, for Joy, it's also a vital source of funding for Joy.
Absolutely it is, yeah. Yep, we raise over $100,000 each year, between $100,000 and $150,000 each year from memberships, and that's probably about 10 to 15% of our income. So you're right, it's not just a way of engaging with Joy, it's a way of financially supporting Joy as well. And it's one of the many ways that people can give to Joy.
And, of course, that membership starts under 18, $22. Concession is $42. Individual is $84. Family is $124. Oh. And you can pay on your Visa, MasterCard and your Amex. So you get points for your membership.
Jeez.
He loves his points, doesn't he?
Well, you know.
So, Mel, do you have anything new or different in store this year that you can talk about at this stage?
In terms of radio thing?
Yeah.
Look, probably don't want to give too much away at this point because there's a bit of, you know, a bit of PR that the guys at the station want to run.
It's all right, Tennille's not listening.
she's probably not listening. Maybe she is. 25 years is the theme, right?
Yeah.
And it's really about...
Any big prizes? There's usually a car or two.
Yeah, there will be some big prizes, but I'm not going to give that away
now. Okay.
We might just keep saving that one for now.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's celebrate the 25 years that Joy has been around. And I got some stats out about that. So we've had 3,000 volunteers come through Joy in that 25-year period. And they've created 140,000 hours of great content. Yep.
Wow.
Which is pretty pretty awesome. And, you know, let's... Paul's just giving you some stick there.
I couldn't hear him. I had my headphones on.
Okay. And let's think about the way that Joy connects not only with people in Melbourne but people throughout Victoria and also across Australia.
It's actually almost a quarter of our listenership, isn't it? You know, that our monthly listenership, well, actually, in Melbourne is around 400,000.
That's right, yep.
And it's 100,000 or so that... on top of that are regional.
Yep, yep.
So it's 500,000.
Yep, and I get emails from listeners all the time who are definitely not in Melbourne. You know, just this week I had someone from Country Victoria and also had someone from Byron Bay sort of, you know, reaching out and saying how much
Well, we've had my very own cousin, who's currently living in Montreal.
There you go.
Text us while he was listening in.
Excellent.
Actually, no, he was living in Kalamata at the time, south of Greece.
His name Olive.
No, it's Nikos.
There's just a range of dad jokes today, isn't
it? I know.
And I don't know where Macca's brain is today.
It's here. And, of course, one interesting fact is that, you know, I'm not sure of the actual breakup, but it's pretty even that LGBTIQ listeners versus non-LGBTIQ listeners are there in about equal numbers, aren't they?
Yeah, it's about 50-50. So we've got LGBTI listeners and I guess essentially straight allies who also listen to us. And we hear great stories all the time about how everyone in the community loves listening to Joy with a point of difference that we have, which is around the fantastic content that we do, the music that we play during the daytime. And I think another big sell is that you don't get bombarded with ads like the commercial stations. Yeah. We do 5 minutes. We're allowed to do 5 minutes of ads. But other than that, we play great content and great music.
And we've just had some fabulous feedback from one of our listeners, Annie. Annie, who says she's been hooked on SatMag for ages but has never contacted us before. Annie, we encourage you to contact us as often as you like.
And she says,
for a silly old hetero nana, in brackets, admittedly with gay offspring, you're such good company on Saturday mornings. Great interviews. Annie, we love you. Keep it coming.
Thanks,
keep
Annie.
On listening.
That's great.
And don't forget to sign up your membership during Radiothon and be in the draw, hopefully in the draw for a prize.
Yes, there will be prizes, well, but I'm not telling
what
you what
they are. Yes, yeah, yeah.
So just to get back to membership, it's about, let's say, 10, 15% of our income. Currently, how many members?
It's about 1,600 memberships, but you got to remember sort of some of them are business memberships,
and some are,
family memberships. Yeah. So the sort of exact number of people is going to be substantially higher than that.
Now, because I love statistics. Is it about? It would be about 0.5% of our listeners are actually members. About 0.5%.
Yeah, that's right. So you know, we've got 400,000 odd listeners per month. It's actually a very small percentage of that are actually members. And I kind of think about it, you know, if we could get just
5%. $5, even $5 from each of them.
Well, that's right. Or 5% of those listeners to sign up as members, yeah. We'd have $1 million every year. Yeah.
Which is our current budget, isn't it?
Which is our whole budget.
Or if every listener gave us $5.
Yep, that's right.
Podcasts. We have, you know, 40, 50,000 podcasts a month. If everyone donated $1 each time they downloaded a podcast, because remember it is free on iTunes.
That's right. Mm.
That'd be $500,000 a year. Make a huge difference.
Make a massive difference. Absolutely.
So the funds that are raised during Radiothon are really part of our core operating infrastructure funding. Now, often we do need funds for extra special things. Yes. How do you deal with that?
So we've got a special purpose fund where we sort of, I guess, quarantine some money for those longer term strategic initiatives. So we endeavour sort of not to use those funds for what I'd call general operations.
Yeah.
And we keep those for, you know, much more specific, bigger, strategic
like
sort of pieces.
Like new equipment or digital antenna.
You know, redevelopment of a website or, you know, some specific sort of targeted piece of work that makes a longer-term difference to Joy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.